It's Mashlin Demand Dance, and here's Leslie with some breaking news.
A helicopter has crashed in Glasgow city centre. It happened near the Clutha Bar on the banks of the Clyde before 11 o'clock this evening. Our reporter Connie Gillies is there for Clyde News. Connor, what can you tell us tonight?
Yeah, Leslie, it's scenes of chaos here on the Clyde. In the last few seconds, we have seen pictures which do confirm it was a police helicopter. So these are pictures that are flooding social media sites tonight. The scene here on the Clyde side is just panic. There is literally hundreds of emergency crews here trying to find out what happened. At the moment,
they are unconfirmed reports of fatalities in last night's police helicopter crash in Glasgow. Shortly before 11 p.m, the aircraft was seen spiralling out of the air before hitting the roof of the Clutha Bar on the Clydeside. Our reporter Connor Gillies is there for us.
Yes, Leslie, still scenes of chaos on the Clydeside this evening. Area still remains cordoned off. Still a lot of police presence, as you can imagine. Fire services, ambulance services, debris and unconfirmed reports of fatalities, like you just said. Now, the pub, we understand, was crammed packed tonight and there was a band playing live in there.
Connor. Now, our reporter Linda Sinclair is also at the scene. She's been speaking to Labour MP Jim Murphy.
I was coming to meet friends for a night out and I just saw people empty out of the pub. So I just pulled over and did what everyone else was doing, which was try and help. So just the human thing, I jumped into the pub with everyone else and tried to pull people out.
How long ago did this happen now?
I think probably, I've been here now for about 20 minutes or so, and I, and the police and all the services got here really quickly, but for about 5, maybe 6, 7 minutes, there was no emergency service on the scene. And that's not a complaint, that's just, it takes some time to get here. So until they got here, everybody who was walking by and people who, the people in the pub, went back in the pub and I went in with them to drag people out, and what happened, they formed a human chain and you were past injured and unconscious people, and you were past them and you just passed them on to the next person, so eventually that human chain would take people out of the pub.
Our reporter Linda Sinclair is at the scene and spoke to this woman who was inside the pub when the helicopter crashed.
Tell us what you saw.
Dust.
Just dust? You didn't see the helicopter come through?
I was in the pub. I was at the bar and I had to lift a huge big rafter out of the way to get out of the pub.
You must be in shock.
I am in shock. But I'm all right. I'm more worried about other people. I don't think they've gotten everyone else out, so...
How many people were in the bar at the time?
It was totally packed.
So has the roof totally fallen in the bar then?
I would say so. I'm not sure.
So you've obviously managed to escape. You're quite lucky to be alive, it sounds like.
Yes.
How are you feeling at the moment?
Wobbly.
So how many people are still in there, do you think?
I don't know. There's like 6 fire engines. And I don't know how many ambulances. And I don't think they've got everyone out yet.
Is there any understanding as to how it crashed into here? Nobody knows.
No idea.
What have the emergency services told you? And is there nobody been coming along to help you then, to give you any sort of... look after you?
There's more other people that need more looking after than us, I think.
We've also heard from...
I'm Rob Waller. Good morning. 12 hours after the police helicopter crashed into the Clutha Vaults pub in Glasgow city centre, Scotland's Chief Constable, Sir Stephen House, has given us confirmation of our worst fears.
At this time, I can confirm that 32 injured people were taken by ambulance from the scene last night. Sadly, at this time, I can also confirm... 1 fatality. We expect that number to increase over the coming hours.
The chopper. Thank you, Jim. Good afternoon. Well, it should have been the day when the Saltires were flying high across Scotland. Instead, they're at half-mast this afternoon. That's on the orders of the First Minister following the helicopter crash in Glasgow last night, which we now know has killed at least one person.
This is a black day for Glasgow and for Scotland.
Now, 32 people were taken to hospital after the chopper came down on top of the Clutha Vault. And one other thing, we've had a message from the people at the Blood Donor Centre in Scotland. They've had lots of people turning up today wanting to give blood, but the message is that there is no need. There are plenty of supplies, so they say thank you very much, but you're not needed today.
Thanks very much to Rob, and thanks very much to...
There are still people missing inside the Clutha vaults. Alice Healy from Govan Hill is one of the relatives waiting outside the pub this afternoon for news and spoke to one of our reporters.
Well, there is people still trapped inside, but the police gave me a card and said young John can go and identify some bodies. Hopefully that one of them will be his dad.
From the Glasgow city centre, the scene of last night's fatal helicopter crash.
Following the major incident at Clutha Vaults last night at about 10:30, involving a Police Scotland helicopter, we can now confirm that the number of fatalities involved in this incident has risen to 8. Three of these 8 fatalities were found within the helicopter and were our colleagues in the helicopter crew. The remaining 5 people were found within the building.
Hours after the crash, emergency teams are continuing to work through the rubble. It's unclear if anyone is still alive inside what remains of the Clutha vaults. John McGarrigle's father's a regular there. He believes he's among the dead.
Obviously, I panicked and came running right round here, and I've been here since. He was there. He was sitting there right in the spot where the helicopter came through the roof. Him and his pal.
This man was inside when the chopper came down. He says it was a surreal moment when dust filled the air and people began to make their way to safety.
There was the original scream when they heard the bang, and then people were heading towards the door, and it seemed pretty calm. It did seem hugely calm for subsequently when you find out what happened. It was inappropriately calm, disproportionately calm. But I think it's a credit to everybody. Yeah.
14 people remain in hospitals across Glasgow. They're being treated for a variety of serious injuries. An investigation still ongoing to try and establish why the aircraft crashed last night. St Andrew's Day events in the city have been cancelled, and football grounds hosting Scottish Cup ties observed a minute's silence. Among the players today, Stranraer captain Frank McCune was on duty as a firefighter until 8 this morning before playing against Clyde in the Scottish Cup. Now, just to recap.
I know you're a fireman to trade, Frank, and you were out last night, obviously, at the tragedy in Glasgow, the helicopter crash. A very busy night for you, and a very disturbing night for everybody involved, obviously.
Yep, just thoughts and condolences to the friends and family, obviously sensitive nature. And,
sure.
Yeah, just thoughts and basically the thoughts and feelings going sure. out to the family, and obviously what happened is a traumatic night.
Frank, thanks very much. That's Frank McCune, the Stranraer captain there. Obviously a difficult night for him on duty with the fire service last night and working at the Clutha Vaults pub where that helicopter crashed.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Lorraine Herpeson. Good morning. Dawn has broken over Glasgow again, where police and fire and rescue have spent a third night here searching in the remains of the Clutha pub. The tragedy has united the city, and the survivors have been returning to share their stories. Nancy Primrose is one of them.
It's just like being there on the night again. I'm obviously devastated. And just listening to the families there that haven't heard for their loved ones yet. They can't find them. I'm so grateful that I'm here and I'm walking and I've got my sister.
Now, overnight, we had confirmation of a 9th body being discovered in the pub behind me. And, of course, there is the possibility there will be more inside. Just after midnight, Deputy Chief Constable Rose Fitzpatrick gave us this update on the process of identifying those who died on Friday night.
I can also confirm the identity of a 5th person whose body was found within the pub. He is Samuel McGee, aged 56, from Glasgow. Our thoughts are with his family and friends tonight, as they are with all those affected by this tragedy.
The four others who have been named so far include the pilot of the helicopter, David Traill, and the police officers who were with him, Kirsten Ellis and Tony Collins. Gary Arthur from Paisley was drinking in the pub and listening to the band. The wreckage of the helicopter is still embedded in the roof of the Clutha vaults behind me. They're hoping today to begin lifting the main section, which we're told weighs 3 tonnes. But it will be a very delicate operation, as we heard from Assistant Chief Fire Officer David Goodhue.
The aircraft has been stabilised using heavy rescue equipment, the crane. The aircraft is extensively damaged, and we've had to make sure that that's secure and held in position by the crane so that it doesn't sink any further.
OK, Conor Gillis, our reporter, joins us now. Conor, what is the latest with the rescue operation?
Well, Lorraine, in the last 10 minutes, the father of Mark O'Prey, who is one of the men who is missing from Friday's tragic accident, has arrived at the scene, and he was escorted down to the pub with police officers, very upset, as you can imagine, and, as you mentioned, into the third night of the rescue operation. And what we're seeing just in front of us at the moment, Lorraine, is two aerial platforms with staff emergency services on top of the pub, and also a large crane with a chain attached to it as well, just swinging into the centre, which was a huge hole just blasted out during the time. What we do know is Chief Constable Sir Stephen House told us yesterday the Eurocopter was on an operation at the time, returning to its base on the Clyde, which is just a few miles from where we are just now. And the tributes are still being laid here on Stockwell Street in Glasgow. One of the t-shirts reads, "Good night, friends, until we dance again, the Glasgow Ska family." Very devastating here in Glasgow, Lorraine.
OK, Conor, well, these EC-135 helicopters are the aerial workhorses of the emergency services in the air across the UK. They're used as air ambulances too, and they'll be looking for answers as soon as they can about what went wrong here on Friday night. Now, at the site this morning, we've also been hearing from aviation expert Harry Smith.
I think speculation on that doesn't really add to this sort of report, but what I can say is that whatever happened to the aircraft happened very quickly. There was a rapid loss of control. This is speculation, but likely a rapid loss of control of the aircraft. And whatever happened, as I say, happened very, very quickly, and there was little to no decision-making ability to do something better, because there's no good reason to put an aircraft into a building if there was anything else possible to do, and there clearly was not.
Now, a book of condolence is open at Glasgow City Chambers this morning. The City Council leader, Gordon Matheson, has told us the doors will remain open for as long as there's a queue of people who want to sign it.
I'm proud of the people of Glasgow. As has been said, the normal reaction in these circumstances is to flee the scene of danger, but the instinctive response of Glaswegians was to run towards it to help their fellow citizen. So the city is grieving, but we're also proud, and it's that spirit that will get us through this.
Well, the Labour MP for Glasgow, Anas Sarwar, joins us now live. Anas, we heard there about the spirit of the people of Glasgow and how much they've done to help. What are your thoughts on it?
It's been unbelievable. I mean, we've seen the saddest of scenes in the last few days, but actually the best of our citizens right here in Glasgow. I'm so proud to be a Glaswegian in the last few days. I mean, the way people have come together, people running towards the scene to help, people giving their love and support to all those that are suffering. You know, our city's got a slogan, "People make Glasgow." The last few days have shown why.
Absolutely. Now, I understand there's a statement being made in the House of Commons this afternoon.
Yeah, that's right. Alistair Carmichael, the Secretary, will be making a statement to the Commons, I believe, this afternoon, just updating on the tragic situation and probably starting to set out what happens post the tragic scene here in terms of the investigation phase. But to be honest, my thought's not on the investigation. My thought is on the immediate side of how we can give the families affected by this the love and support they need, and how we can continue to get this situation under control. And we've got to say, I mean, the emergency services have been absolutely fantastic, really brave men and women, and we just simply can't thank them enough.
Absolutely. Anas, thank you very much for joining us. And of course, so many people across the city are wanting to do all they can to help after this appalling tragedy, as you heard there from Anas Sarwar. We've also been speaking to the former Taggart actor, Colin McCready, who's hoping to pull together a benefit concert.
I would love it to be the hydro. Gordon Matheson at Glasgow City Council has come on board and said in principle that the city will give a venue, so hopefully the hydro would certainly be amazing. And Jeff Ellis at DF Concerts has said that he would produce it. So my idea has really snowballed, and I would obviously be leaving it to these guys who are experts to try and organise it. But just, you know, brilliant offers of support on Twitter, you know, from performers who would be willing to do it.
Well, that is the latest from the scene here outside the Clutha pub in Glasgow city centre. The rescue operation continues. The cranes are in position. The emergency service is hopeful that the helicopter can be removed soon today. We will, of course, keep you up to date throughout the day on Clyde One News.
102.5 Clyde One.
In the second city of the empire, Mother Glasgow watches on her wings.